This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in history, biography, and memoir, including Earphones winners Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo, by Zora Neale Hurston, read by Robin Miles, and Reporter, a memoir by Seymour M. Hersh, read by Arthur Morey. After that, we have a narrator highlight speaking with Maren Ireland and a review of her reading of Us Against You, Beartown, Book 2. First, today we have an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is Black Tudors, The Untold Story. It's written by Miranda Kaufman, read by Corey James. Corey James narrates Miranda Kaufman's well-researched history of a little-known aspect of England in the Tudor age. Kaufman, a senior research fellow at the University of London's Institute of Commonwealth Studies, delves into Tudor England and the position of blacks in that society. James matter-of-factly delivers the detailed individual accounts and anecdotes of the challenges and wide range of experiences faced by England's black population in the 16th and 17th centuries. Listeners learn that while there were slaves, there were also black men and women who were considered citizens, who lived lives as ordinary as their white counterparts. James's top-notch narration emphasizes that the cause of African and Caribbean enslavement was largely socioeconomic and not the result of inherent racism. Enlightening, intelligent listening. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of Black Tudors, The Untold Story, written by Miranda Kaufman, and it's an Earphones winner read by Corey James. It's available from Highbridge Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Imperial Twilight, The Opium War and the End of China's Last Golden Age. It's written by Stephen R. Platt, read by Mark Deakins, and it's an Earphones winner. At nearly 18 listening hours, this history of China's relationship with Britain and the United States in the late 18th century and early 19th centuries might seem a bit esoteric, intended only for history buffs. But Mark Deakins' flawless narration of Platt's epic story deserves the widest possible audience, if for no other reason than it makes perfectly clear why the Chinese might take the attitude they do today toward trade relations with the West. As a historian and storyteller, Platt is at the top of the game, and Deakins delivers a fluent reading that is a model of narrator affinity and invisibility. Together, they illuminate one of history's most dastardly episodes, whose reverberations continue to trouble us today. Donald A. Walton wrote that review of Imperial Twilight, The Opium War and the End of China's Last Golden Age. It's written by Stephen R. Platt. It's read by Mark Deakins, an Earphones winner. It's available from Random House Audio for 17.75 hours, unabridged. Continuing in history and biography, we have Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo. It's written by Zora Neale Hurston, edited by Deborah G. Plant, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Robin Miles. Zora Neale Hurston's previously unreleased work offers a rare glimpse of the experiences of the last surviving person to have been taken from Africa, brought to the United States as a slave, and then freed. Capturing the dialect, accent, and intonation of Cudjoe Lewis, then living in Alabama, presents a challenging task for narrator Robin Miles, who must deliver one of the integral aspects of Hurston's work, a reconstruction of Lewis's African and Southern accents. Miles's rendition is well done, with clear, deliberate diction that places appropriate emphasis on Lewis's emotional reactions. Also included is an introduction to the Hurston's work. Traditional music at transition points sets the mood of the rural South. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of Barracoon, the story of the last black cargo. It's written by Zora Neale Hurston. It's edited by Deborah G. Plant, and it's an Earphones winner read by Robin Miles. It's available from Harper Audio for 3.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Rome, A History in Seven Sackings by Matthew Neal. It's an Earphones winner read by Neil Gardner. There's a decidedly irreverent tone to historian Matthew Neal's account of Rome's repeated sackings, a focus that allows him to compress 24 centuries of Roman history into a concise 13 listening hours. Narrator Neil Gardner's London refinements have their own edge of estuary roughness, and together, author and reader are an inspired match. Their sometimes horrific tale, leavened by dry humor and a degree of ironic detachment. From the Gauls to the Nazis, the Eternal City has been a symbol and a prize, an epic that is more Brecht than Virgil. Told here with considerable energy and high spirits, it's a history rich in detail, action, and human interest, surprisingly accessible and engaging, and one of this spring's true sleepers. Donald A. Walton wrote that review of Rome, A History in Seven Sackings. It's written by Matthew Neal. It's an Earphones winner from Neil Gardner, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 12.75 hours unabridged. Next, we have RFK, His Words for Our Times by Robert F. Kennedy, C. Richard Allen, and Edwin O. Guthman. It's an Earphones winner read by James Lurie and Jim Meskimen. Don't you wish you could hear RFK deliver one of his speeches today? Wouldn't it be even better if you understood the context of his words on a national or international scale? With this audiobook, you can. James Lurie narrates this collection of Kennedy's speeches, augmented by commentary from other historians and public figures, published on his 50th anniversary of his death. Jim Meskimen also narrates, channeling his inner Kennedy to leave listeners spellbound. Exciting in tone and informative in material, the audiobook presents ideas that still impact the nation today. Those with a passion for U.S. political history will enjoy listening, thanks to the skills of both narrators. Terry Delaney wrote that review of RFK, His Words for Our Times, written by Robert F. Kennedy, C. Richard Allen, Edwin O. Guthman, and it's an Earphones winner read by James Lurie and Jim Meskimen. It's available from Harper Audio for 14 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing now in biography, history, and memoir, we have Reporter, A Memoir by Seymour Hersh, read by Arthur Morey. It's an Earphones winner. You know an audiobook is a success when listening to it makes weeding your garden or painting your fence fun. That's the case with this memoir by Seymour Hersh. The investigative reporter's journalistic writing style is straightforward and easy to follow, and eminently suited to audio. Topping that off is the narration of Arthur Morey, who adopts a conversational tone exactly suited to the material. He expresses the author's outrage over issues such as the Vietnam War and chemical and biological weapons, yet he also is effective during more personal passages. Hersh offers glimpses of a variety of key late 20th century political figures, giving the audiobook some especially meaty content. Overall, this well-written production is enjoyable to listen to, even while weeding. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of Reporter, a memoir by Stephen M. Hirsch, an Earphones winner read by Arthur Morey. It's available from Random House Audio for 14 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Best Cook in the World, Tales from My Mama's Table by Rick Bragg, read by the author, and it's an Earphones winner. Prepare to hunger for genuine Southern fare as author Rick Bragg pays tribute to his delightful mother and to the food and storied culture of the region itself. In a Southern drawl, Bragg offers up a memoir that is wrapped around the recipes and the stories they're related to or rooted in. Describing a long family history of preparing the ultimate slow food requires an unhurried narration and many side journeys. So this audiobook is not for the impatient. Those who settle in will feast for hours at Bragg's memory buffet while meeting his colorful ancestors and, of course, his mama, the best cook in the world. Listening to the recipes is entertaining itself. Bragg fully captures his mom's colorful directions and commentary. Grits is to carry the other flavors of stuff. Grits ain't nothing just left by their self. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of The Best Cook in the World, Tales from My Mama's Table, written and read by Rick Bragg. It's an Earphones winner, available from Random House Audio for 19.25 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's August-September issue. We are the magazine that want you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, our next review is Calypso, written and read by David Sedaris. The latest essay collection by humorist David Sedaris is a meditation on aging. It's a sardonic one at that, which he narrates himself in his quintessential tongue-in-cheek fashion. It's a good thing he does, because the listener gets the sense that only Sedaris could balance the witty observations alongside the heart-rending sadness of life. When his sister Tiffany is found dead 5 days after her suicide, for example, he doesn't look grief fully in the face, but sideways, from the vantage point of a long-hoped-for beach home. Fans of Sedaris, who may well be in the middle of their own lives by now, will listen along, laughing and perhaps wiping away a few tears. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of Calypso by David Sedaris, read by the author. It's available from Hachette Audio for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Room to Dream. It's written by David Lynch with Christine McKenna, read by David Lynch and Christine McKenna. It's no surprise that avant-garde filmmaker David Lynch's memoir biography is far from ordinary. Lynch and his close friend, journalist Christine McKenna, have compiled a multifaceted look at this singular talent. Lynch delivers his point of view in a slightly scratchy tenor. He sounds honest, amused, and friendly as he recounts moments from his childhood and later life that profoundly influenced his filmmaking. From his observations, we hear the young visionary emerging. McKenna's chapters offer a more traditional biography filled with facts. Her intelligent reading extracts rich details from candid interviews with Lynch's friends, family, ex-wives and ex-lovers, along with agents, actors, and others. Delving into his experiences with such films as Eraserhead, Dune, Blue Velvet, and more, Lynch's audiobook always fascinates. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of Room to Dream. David Lynch and Christine McKenna wrote it and read it, and it's available from Random House Audio for 15.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Second Wind. A sunfish sailor, an island, and the voyage that brought a family together. It's written and read by Nathaniel Philbrick. Here's an audiobook to listen to on a road trip. Passionately narrated by the author, this brief memoir recounts Nathaniel Philbrick's youthful success as a sunfish sailor and racer. Philbrick narrates his story with verve and pays great attention to sailing lore and history. He comes from a sailing family and shares his passion with his wife and kids, who are co-stars in this fast-paced story of sea and skiff. As a youth, he trained on the ponds of his native Nantucket, and in one harrowing scene, he and his little sunfish are almost washed out to sea. Happily, he makes it back and to his race without the same success. But in this effervescent memoir, to sail is to win. Alan D. Minskoff wrote that review of Second Wind, A Sunfish Sailor, An Island, and the Voyage That Brought a Family Together. It's written and read by Nathaniel Philbrick, available from Penguin Audio for 4.5 hours of unabridged listening. Now we're taking a break from our reviews, and we have an interview with actress Maren Ireland. Actress Maren Ireland likes recording audiobooks because instead of playing one part in a film or television series or on stage, she gets to play all the roles in the story. Ireland is best known for the Amazon Prime series Sneaky Pete, the movie Hell or High Water, and the Broadway stage, her Tony-nominated role in Near LaBute's Reasons to be Pretty. Ireland's reviewers note that nuance and pacing in her performances, even when she's delivering the action and description in the novels she narrates. In television and film, the final performance and the tone and pacing are dictated by the editor and the director after my work is done, she says. Her audiobook recording experiences have given her the most pleasure when she feels the flow of the words and focuses on serving what's on the page. She says she's drawing on all her instincts as an actress to portray all the parts, and she likes that. Ireland says she tries to give over to sounds of the words as they form in her mind while she's reading and reproduce that in her performance. I remember the first one I ever did, and I said, I don't know how far to take the characterization of these people. And my director said, just go with your instincts. Trusting those instincts has produced well-reviewed productions of Sleeping Beauties by Stephen and Owen King, The Rules of Magic by Alice Hoffman, and Beartown and Us Against You by Frederick Backman. Ireland says that adding audiobook narration to her toolbox of acting skills draws on all the styles of acting on stage, film, and television. When I was a kid, about 11 years old, before I knew I wanted to be an actor, I read voraciously. I thought I might be a writer when I grew up because that's all I did. I was shy and I needed books as an escape. Stepping into a small recording booth reminds her of how books took her to imaginary worlds when she was young. I like being privy to telling every element of that story. She says audiobooks are an extension of her interest in storytelling as an actress and her fascination with words and language. For me, it all comes down to the writing. If the writing inspires me, I'm in. Some of the best times in recording are when I disappear and they won't stop me for a little while and I find myself lost in it, just as I imagine a listener would be. However, she knows from her acting experience that as a performer, she must stay in control and keep her own emotions in check. It's not about me crying, it's about making listeners cry. Randy O'Brien conducted that interview with narrator Maren Ireland, and here's a review of Us Against You, Beartown, Book True, by Frederick Backman, read by Maren Ireland. You'd be forgiven for comparing narrator Maren Ireland and author Frederick Backman to the hockey great tandem Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky. Like Messier and Gretzky, Ireland and Backman are quite the formidable pair, as was discovered when Ireland narrated Backman's bestseller, Beartown. Backman's new novel picks up where Beartown left off, and Ireland doesn't miss a beat, or open net if you prefer a sports analogy. She once again gives an unforced, nuanced take on characters that include adolescents struggling to find their way, a crusty old barkeep, a power-hungry politician, and a married couple hoping to reconnect after terrible tragedies. If you enjoyed Ireland's work in Beartown, you will not be disappointed hearing her read Us Against You. Jonathan P. Smith wrote that review of Us Against You, Beartown Book 2 by Frederick Backman, read by Marin Ireland. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 14.25 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, our next review in biography, history, and memoir is Agatha Christie, A Mysterious Life by Laura Thompson, read by Pearl Hewitt. Pearl Hewitt's sweet, crisp English voice adds extra pleasure to her fine narration of this recent biography of the famous English mystery writer Agatha Christie. Rather than a straightforward account, of which a number have been written, in addition to Christie's own memoir, Laura Thompson instead explores the author's life and thoughts as revealed through her novels. It's an unusual approach, which succeeds best for its listeners who, like the writer, are true devotees of Christie's oeuvre. Hewitt subtly changes her tone when reading the frequent quotations from Christie's book, which keeps listeners on track. Her clear musical timbre sounds just right for Christie's era and class, and her attentive pacing keeps one attuned to Thompson's interesting analyses, a win for Christie's biggest fans. Relia C. Scott wrote that review of Agatha Christie, A Mysterious Life, by Laura Thompson. It's read by Pearl Hewitt, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 20.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Bygone Badass Broads by Mackenzie Lee, read by Lucy James. Mackenzie Lee's Twitter series on women who have changed the world has become an illustrated book of 52 powerhouses, and oh, how spicy and awe-inspiring these women are. Lucy James's narration has spunk, fire, and clarity. Her delivery fits Lee's punchy, praiseworthy vignettes of 52 female change agents. James seems to converse with the listener as if in heated conversation. She talks of shattering conventions and disrupting norms. There is a bit of sarcasm in her voice, purposely emphasizing the women's ability to create, fight, rule, love, and change the way humans behave on the earth. James is unabashed, unafraid, unrelenting. This narration is indeed badassed. Tracy E. Curry wrote that review of Bygone Badass Broads by Mackenzie Lee, read by Lucy James. It's available from Audible Inc. for 5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Woman's Hour, The Great Fight to Win the Vote by Elaine Weiss. It's read by Tavia Gilbert, and Elaine Weiss does the introduction. In her introduction, author Elaine Weiss frames a pivotal moment in the tumultuous saga of America's women suffrage in the early 20th century. In 1920, Tennessee sits poised to become the majority state needed for federal ratification of the 19th Amendment. Narrator Tavia Gilbert's portrayals of opposition activists, politicians, and proponents of universal voting rights swell with the weight of her moral conviction. Her subtle Tennessee draw and East Coast accents distinguish local players from national activists and special interest groups. Despite her sympathetic tone for the suffragists, Weiss doesn't hesitate to discuss the complex dynamics and pervasive racism among groups for and against the amendment. While listeners know the end result, they'll be swept up by Gilbert's impassioned performance nonetheless. Julie R. Thompson wrote that review of The Women's Hour, The Great Fight to Win the Vote, by Elaine Weiss, read by Tevye Gilbert, with an introduction by the author. It's available from Penguin Audio for 16.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have The Seasons of My Mother by Marcia Gay Harden, read by the author. Actor Marcia Gay Harden's voice radiates love in her unusual memoir. Using her mother's expertise in ikebana, Japanese flower arranging, as a frame, she gathers a touching collection of significant moments from her own life. While there are a few reminiscences about Oscars and life on the set, this isn't a peek into Hollywood glamour. Her mother, Beverly, is the constant star as Harden's lyrical prose meanders back and forth in time, from her upbringing in a globe-trotting naval family, through her struggles as an actor, and then her career success, with all the ups and downs involved. Harden's tone is even and gentle, only occasionally becoming a frustrated growl under her breath when she voices self-doubts at her frustration with her mother's descent into Alzheimer's. The listening experience is intimate and inspiring. Sunny T. Carito wrote that review of The Seasons of My Mother by Marcia Gay Harden, read by Marcia Gay Harden. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have a conversation with actor, author, narrator Michael Imperioli and a review of his earphones-winning reading of his novel, The Perfume Burned His Eyes. Then we'll hear this month's On the Blog Solve Mystery Favorites, and we'll follow that with reviews in Mystery and Suspense, including a review of Earphones winner Imogen Church reading The Death of Mrs. Westaway by Ruth Ware. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.